This is Dan Jones. Resisting change is often a natural reaction for those of the human family. It is not easy for us to lay aside old practices and adopt new ones. In no area is this more often true than in religion. On occasion, in talking with people about the Bible, about what it teaches, and about undenominational New Testament Christianity, they have replied like this: "What you say seems true, but I just don't believe in changing churches." Some may insist on loyalty to their parents' religion. Others may fear disapproval from friends. One person admitted, "I know I should, but I just don't want to change." Certainly, we should be cautious in making changes which will have a major effect on our lives. In religious matters, we must be sure that we are turning in the right direction. But as we learn of changes and improvements that are necessary to be pleasing to God, we should not resist them. Many Bible characters are remembered for their willingness to change. In the Old Testament, Ruth turned from the gods of her homeland to the true and living God. Matthew, the publican, or tax collector, left his work in order to follow Jesus. Zacchaeus, another publican, was looking for Jesus, and when he met the Savior, his life changed for the better. The prodigal son turned from a life of excess and misery to go back to his father's house. Saul of Tarsus gave up his position as a leader among the Pharisees to become a servant of Jesus. Men such as the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8 and Cornelius in Acts chapter 10 were religious men. But their religion was wrong, therefore they changed to the true religion of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 19, we read of men who were baptized disciples. But when they learned that their baptism was unacceptable, they were baptized again in the right way. All of these examples are of men and women who were challenged to make revolutionary changes. It is important, however, that we understand the reason for such changes. We may, like the prodigal, reflect that there is a better life than the one we are living. Many are living in sin who know that there is a better way. In spite of the looseness of their conduct, they have never been able to escape the knowledge that they could do better. They know they should change. Self-examination may reveal this need. Long ago, the psalmist David wrote, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments." Psalm 119, verses 59 and 60. Self-examination is a commendable practice, but it avails nothing unless we are willing to correct the faults that we uncover during that examination. Another way in which we may be challenged to change is by having new evidence brought to our attention. One may have been satisfied that he was right until he learned some truth which he never knew before. This was the thing that caused men such as Saul of Tarsus and Cornelius to change. They learned what they had not known before. Some people resist teaching for fear of learning that they need to change. But one who sincerely wants to please God will be glad to learn, even if it means that his whole way of life will have to be corrected. No one should change just for the sake of changing, but we must always be willing to change if it means turning from that which is wrong to that which is right in the sight of God.